Hey guys, Trevor with E-Commerce Paradise, back for another episode of Dropship Daily. So today's episode is going to be all about what to do when you get an order for an item that is out of stock, or it has been discontinued, or the price has gone up since you first listed it on the website. So this is pretty common with dropshipping since you don't have a direct connection with the supplier of the product, the manufacturer. And the issue can often arise because the supplier doesn't send you consistent stock updates or consistent pricing updates. And if they discontinue a model and don't notify you, you won't know how to take it off the website. So this happens from time to time, and you just have to have templates for canned responses to send to customers. So what we usually do is we have some sort of a canned response that we tell people, and it either has to do with the item being out of stock. So if, for instance, the price went up, what we'll say is that, you know, the item had been discontinued, but a new version has been released, and that new version is a little bit more expensive because the quality of the materials has gone up. So that kind of a canned response works really well when something is now priced higher than it used to be. Another good thing to do, of course, when it's out of stock, is to first of all apologize up front, and to write something like, you know, we understand that it can be frustrating while shopping online when things like this happen. And, you know, put yourself in the customer's place and, you know, make them feel appreciated and respected for doing business with you, first and foremost. And then you let them know nicely that the item is no longer available. And if there are different variations of it that are available, you can let them know that. So let's say a different color or size is available, or a different style, whatever that happens to be. You can give them those options. And then you should also give them a lead time for when that item will be back in stock. So if it's gonna be a week or 2 weeks or 2 months or 3 months, let them know. For our businesses, we usually don't keep orders if it's gonna be past a month, but sometimes we do. I was actually talking to a supplier the other day, and he was telling me what some of the other retailers like we do, and they do a lot of the back order processing, things that bigger e-commerce businesses don't do, because it's a big pain in the butt to do follow-up, and a lot of things can fall through the cracks, and they have a lot of automations in their systems that don't allow for that kind of stuff to happen. Anyway, so he was telling me basically like the biggest retailers he works with don't do that kind of stuff, whereas smaller retailers always do that kind of stuff. And so that's a big unique proposition for your small business, is that you can and should take back orders and follow up on them and process them and work with the customer to get a product. So, a lot of the smaller e-commerce businesses, that are under $1 million a year in revenue are going to be doing that. So you should look forward to doing a lot of backorder processing. Yes, it can be slightly painful at times. So you just have to understand your role in the supply chain, and that is that you are a retailer. In other words, you're getting a product from a supplier and you're shipping it to the customer. So you just have to go back and forth between the supplier and the customer. At all times, you know, maybe once every few days when you have a back order, or once a week or whatever, depending on how far it is out, and follow up with the customer and follow up with the supplier. You can build automations into place for doing this kind of stuff, using apps like Boomerang for Gmail to make sure that things get shot back to you on a certain time. It's a really good way to do it. You can also set up automations in Shopify in their orders comments. So if you know something's going to be 3 weeks out, you know, you should set up a notification within 3 weeks, and then that will notify you through there. So it's always good to set up automations for yourself, reminders, because otherwise things do fall through the cracks, especially if you have a virtual assistant that's working for you and handling this kind of stuff. You have to understand, from their perspective, they're just an employee, so you know they're going to do the least amount of work for, you know, their money as possible. So it's a lot up to you to figure out how to create these follow-up things. So that's pretty much how we handle that kind of stuff. I think it's important for you guys to understand that canned responses are really essential to running your business and to running it without having so much stress.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Well, your point about having the canned responses, it can be very scary if you don't have canned responses, because then you have to think on the spot of what to say, and that is stressful. But if you have just like a little template written out, it shoots out to the customer, you don't have to think about it anymore. It's done, and then you don't even have to worry about until they write you back, which is either say the same thing but in a different way. I'm really sorry that that happened. You know, you have another canned response for when they respond, like, kind of, like, upset. I had the customer today, something was out of stock or discontinued, and I created a new canned response because you do have to kind of go in there and update your responses because you get better at talking to people. You understand how people respond because you'll be able to see your canned responses, how people respond to them. And I noticed that when I don't apologize and say, unfortunately, I'm so sorry, blah, 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 that people get a little bit upset because they are hoping to get this product from you because you were the only one most likely online that showed that it was in stock. So I just said to the guy, I created something new. I was like, you know, unfortunately, I am so saddened to tell you, but this product has been discontinued and it's no longer, like, there's no more, like, inventory of it. And he wrote back, like, really nice and was like, and I told him I would give him, like, a free, not a free upgrade, but I told him the upgrade, I'd give him $50 off the upgrade. You know what the price was that he'd have to pay in addition, and he was like, can I get a picture of this product? So he was really nice. He was not like cranky or mad at all, which was really nice. But like, it's like you're not really sure if you should like say, oh my god, I'm so sorry, or blah blah blah, but really you should every time. You know, you should just say like, unfortunately, I'm so sorry, so saddened by this, but like, you know, because every one of our customers is so important to us, but I have to let you know, this or that, and but this is what I can do for you. But having those canned responses created is great, but I just created a new one today because sometimes, you know, every situation is like sometimes a little bit different, but updating your canned responses is the best way to go, and I'll have to definitely save that canned response that I sent to him and update it, because I feel like you should be apologizing for when things are out of stock. And sometimes people are willing to wait, you know. And Boomerang, like Trevor was saying, to touch on that, that is a really great tool. It saves my life every single day, because as a middleman, as an online retailer where you're relying on your supplier to ship out your product, you have to make sure that they email you back and give you tracking or let you know that it shipped. So what I do, or even that they received the order, I want confirmation that they received the order and confirmation that they're shipping it out. So what I do is I use Boomerang like an hour when I send the order. I Boomerang it back to myself if I don't hear back in an hour with an invoice or something from them. And then I Boomerang it for like a day for the tracking. So if I don't get tracking, I'll know that I need to ask them for tracking, and it reminds me to get back to them and all kinds of stuff. Customers, suppliers, like it saves your life because you are a middleman, so you have to get answers from somebody else before you can take the next step. So that is really important. Boomerang is, it saves my life. I use it every single day, and I think it's like $5 a month or something, or maybe $5 or $15 a month. So it's definitely an awesome tool in Gmail to use.
That's great. I wanted to touch on a couple of things that you talked about. One was the pricing thing. So I guess when you raise a price for a new product because it was discontinued or whatever your canned response was, you can actually, I was just thinking, you could put your price a little bit higher than the new price should be. Like, let's say you sold it at $200, right? And the new price is $300, the MAP price or whatever, the retail price. You could tell the person it's $350, you know, and you'll give them a $50 discount. That kind of stuff works too.
Yeah.
Before you do something like that though, you want to make sure that you act like the customer and you go online and you try to find that product somewhere else from another store. And you can, if you do find it somewhere, you can even go to that store and say, hey, is this available? Either through their live chat or contact, or even just by calling them and acting like a customer. Because then that way you're going to get an idea for what the customer is going to go out and find later on. So you don't have to hear back from the customer, well, I could get it from this place too for this price. And then, you know, can you match their price or something like that? And if you discover at first that they also have a faulty listing or an old discontinued listing or something like that, then you can tell the customer that as well. So that's one thing. And the other thing is the images. It's true. If you tell the customer that it's a new updated quality product, they're rightful to ask for an image of that new product, which makes sense. You could, if you cannot find an image or the supplier does not have a new image of it available, you could just tell them that there is no image available, but rest assured that the quality is nicer, that they have done more to do the pre-inspections and whatnot, and that that the cost of goods has gone up at the manufacturing plant, you know, in China, overseas, or wherever it happens. Things like that, you know. And a lot of these canned responses can kind of come off the top of your head when you do a lot of research as to how these industries work. You know, in my free courses, you can check it out. I have a free mini course at academy.ecommerceparadise.com. And in that mini course, I talk about the fulfillment process and the supply chain. So the supply chain works where you have a manufacturer that's in China, and then you have the importer, who sometimes calls themselves the manufacturer, but really they're just the importer. Sometimes, though, the manufacturer owns the importer company, so that happens a lot too. But you have the importer that's based in the US, and then it ships from that factory to the customer, and you're the one that sells it online, so you don't have to have a warehouse. But that's usually the fulfillment method. And then, you know, in some industries where you have such a wide variety of products and a vast array of different types of products and sizes and colors and whatnot, you'll have things called distributors and wholesalers, and these are big companies with huge warehouses that stock all these little part numbers and stuff like that, and they'll have it on hand for when that customer actually needs the product. One example of that is in the security and lock and hardware industry, because that industry altogether, it's a huge, insanely huge niche with different types of products. But I used to work sales at a company that sold that kind of stuff, and they had warehouses all across the US filled with all these different part numbers and SKUs, and even then we would have to do custom orders all the time from the manufacturers. So that's just to understand the fulfillment process and the entire supply chain. But what it comes down to is that when you understand that, you're able to come up with really cool canned responses, so you can tell your customers a very in-depth story about what's going on. And especially if they don't understand what you're talking about, they'll be wowed by your experience and by your knowledge and expertise. And so that way they'll trust you more, and they'll feel like you are the authority, and then they feel good about ordering you and keeping their order with you. So it's really good just to understand how all these industries work. If you want to learn more about that, there's some really great resources online. If you just go online and type things like how do supply chains work, how do manufacturers work, you know, and if you go to Alibaba.com, you'll get to see where all this kind of stuff originates from in China. And sign up for industry newsletters and industry events and things like that, and start getting things like that, because then you'll understand more in depth there. But yeah, it's really good to understand how things work in manufacturing all the way through to retailing, because that will really help you come up with easy canned responses right off the top of your head. And that stuff really comes in handy when you're on the phone. On email, you can come up with a more crafted response, but on the phone, you have to come up with a little bit more of a quicker response,
yes.
Right? So you have to have this stuff in the back of your head already, knowledge that you understand, mental notes that you've taken, so that you can easily come up with a fast response.
Yeah, and like you said, the two things that you touched on, which are industry news, like sign up for industry news. If you are drop shipping, you should be a part of your industry, whatever you're selling, whatever niche you're in. You know, go hang out with the suppliers, go to all the industry events and meet the people that you're working with on a daily basis, because those people are going to remember you and they're going to help you out when you need help, or, you know, just be friendly with them and make long-term relationships, because you're in business and that's what business is all about, like making deals and, you know, growing your business and jerk to your customers. Like, just tell them you don't know, and eventually you'll be able to come up with the canned responses faster over the phone and be able to answer them.
Yeah, using language that's not promising anything. Like, I can't guarantee this, but I'll definitely check on it for you. And if you, like she said, if you can't come up with an answer, just say, yeah, I can get an answer for you right away, but I have to call you back or put you on hold. It's another good way to do it. And then you just put your phone on mute, you know, and start another call through your Skype or something on your computer. So there's different ways to do that. But yeah, you just make sure that you're offering the best customer service possible throughout this whole process. Just make the customer feel appreciated and respected. And also call them by their name. When you say somebody's name, especially like midway through some sort of a sentence that you're saying, and by the way, you know, Robert, so can I ask you a question? You know, that kind of stuff really helps people like you. It just really helps build like that friendly relationship, and that's what you want. You want to build a friendly relationship between you and the customer. Because in reality, that customer is providing, wow, there's a bunch of tanks going by right now.
Army
tanks on the freeway. I don't know if you guys can see that.
Wow.
All right, anyways. So we're going to wrap up this video, budget. But
but yeah, just like
amazing,
Trevor said, like, people's names are really important. I always say, when I call somebody, the first thing I say, I've always practiced this in my old job too, and maybe it's not like the best, but I always think it is. Like, when I call and I say, I don't even tell them who I am, I just like say like, hey, I'm looking for blah blah, or hey, is this blah blah, is this Michael? And usually they'll be like, yeah, this is Michael, or they'll say, well, who's this? But I say, hey, this is Michael, this is Juliana, you know, from, you know, wherever. So it's really important that you say their name throughout it, especially maybe if they're upset or, you know, like you're just, this is the first time you're talking to them. People really like that. I think that's the number one, like, people's favorite word in any language is their own name. People love their names. They love to hear their name spoken.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this video. We're gonna cut it off now. It's at 18 minutes, so it's going a little bit long. We usually like to keep these around 10 minutes. But today we decided to go overboard and really provide more value for you than ever before. This is so far the longest, and we'll see. We might even be making longer ones in the future. Who knows?
Adios, amigo.
Let us know, if you're watching still, how long you generally like to watch a video. Is it a 5-minute video, 10-minute video, even all the way to the end of this video? And also let us know what kind of topics you want to hear in the future. Do you want to hear topics more about customer service and sales? Do you want to hear more about business automation? Do you want to hear more about web design, getting suppliers, researching markets and niche selection and stuff like that, or driving traffic? What kind of
talking
topics
to
do you want to hear more about? So let us know in the comments below. Definitely like the video if you liked it. If you don't like it for any reason, go ahead and hit that dislike button and let us know in the comments why, so we can make these videos better. And then also make sure you hit that subscribe button and tick that bell icon so you get notified whenever we release new videos, because we want to create a community here. We want to be able to engage with you, and we want you to engage back with us. So this is kind of a question answer video format. We're going to be doing live videos in the future and doing more Q&A kind of stuff. So we really want to help build this community so you guys have a resource as well for all sorts of great information. So with that said, we'll let you guys go, and thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
See ya. And hopefully